away we go. It is a Getaway Friday here. Friday, February the 12th, 2021, 16 coming up on 17 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the On the Air program here on WWGH Radio. We had a lot of great conversation this morning about Marion's past history. We've got the pastor spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker coming up 11:10 a.m. to 12 p.m. after this show. And then the Exchange Club from 12:15 to 1 today. And I believe Michelle Whitaker will be joining us. And maybe somebody else. I don't have the confirmation on that, but we'll see what happens at noon today. Now, this is our Family Feud Hour that we do each and every Friday. Very popular. How many categories are we going to get through today? Well, I'll tell you what. Let's start the conversation. Let's start with the topics. The first topic, name something kids take to the park. How about that? Name something that kids take to the park. Five answers on the board. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something that kids take to the park. Does anybody know what those five answers might be? 740-383-9944. First Family Feud category today. Name something that kids take to the park. 18 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday. Does anybody know what kids take to the park? Five answers here. Does anybody have any of the five answers? Well, maybe a guess here. Go ahead, caller.
I used to always play baseball at the park, so I took a baseball and a bat.
Baseball, and you know what? I'll tell you, a ball is the number one answer. You got it.
Very good. Thank you.
Ball ends up being the number one answer for this category. Name something that kids take to the park. Go ahead, caller.
Basketball.
Basketball. You know, I think balls all come together here. But so basketball, baseball, football, I think they all fall under number one, ball.
Okay.
Thank you. You know, that was the weirdest thing to word in history. All right. Name something kids take to the park. A ball is the number one answer. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about a skateboard?
Skateboard. Let's see here. No skateboard on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
No skateboarders on this particular list. Name something that kids take to the park. A ball is the number one answer. 740-383-9944. So we've got a ball and four other answers on the board. Name something a kid takes to the park. What does a kid take to the park? Coming up on 20 minutes past the hour here, 740-383-9944. The people who came up with this category came up with five answers. We've got one answer, the first answer being a ball. That was the number one answer. What are the four remaining answers? Something a kid would take to the park. Go ahead, caller.
A kid will take a kite to the park to fly.
A kite, number four on the list. You got it.
Thanks.
Kite shows up as number four on the list today. Name something a kid would take to the park. Ball number one, kite number four. Go ahead, caller. Are you? Well, there went the caller. Okay, we've got a ball at number one and a kite at number four. Something a kid would take to the park. Go ahead, caller.
A frisbee.
Frisbee. Frisbee is number three on the list. You got it. Thank you. Frisbee shows up at number three on the list today. So we've got a ball at one, frisbee three, kite number four. Go ahead, caller.
What about a jump rope?
A jump rope. Let's see here. No jump rope on the list. Jump rope does not make the list today. So we've got a ball, a frisbee, and a kite. Two answers left. What does a kid take to the park? Go ahead, caller.
How about food?
No food on the list today. Food does not show up on the list today. Name something a kid takes to the park. Two answers left. What do we got? Go ahead, caller.
What about a friend or a dog to throw the frisbee to?
You know, a friend is not there, but a dog is at number five.
Okay, thank you.
You got it. Dog does show up at number five, so a dog is on the list. We got one answer left to uncover here. Name something a kid takes to the park. Go ahead, caller.
Can I do two?
Well, you always want to push the limits, don't you?
You know me. I'm a limit pusher.
Well, you know what? Now, hold on. Before you push the limits here, did you say in the last hour that I was trying to be funny?
You are funny, Scott. I got to go, but I want to do that. I want to
go ahead. Go ahead.
A dog or snack?
Dog is number five. No snack on the list.
Okay. I'll call you later.
Okay. Bye-bye. No, dog. No, there is a dog. See, I'm so discombobulated now. I'm trying to be funny. Dog is on the list, but no snack, no food on the list today. Name something a kid takes to the park. A ball was number one, frisbee number three, kite number four, and a dog is number five. We don't have the number two answer. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something a kid takes to the park. What is our missing answer? We've done pretty good on the first four here. One answer left. Then we can move on to the next category, which the next category will be interesting. If we can get through this one. But the current category, name something kids take to the park. What's the one thing we're forgetting that kids take to the park? We've got a ball, a frisbee, a kite, and a dog. What else is there? Does anybody know? Maybe this person knows. Let's see what we got here. Go ahead, caller.
Bicycle.
You got it. Bicycle, number two answer. Thank you. Bicycle rounds out the category. Name something kids take to the park. A ball, a bicycle, a frisbee, a kite, and a dog. Those are your five answers today. All right, next category. Now, this is an interesting category. I don't believe we've ever had a category like this, and there are five answers to this category as well. So here we go. Besides engines, name something under the hood of cars. Five answers here. I guess you got to be a car person. Besides engines, name something under the hood of a car. 740-383-9944. And there are five of these. Besides engines, name something under the hood of a car. And we're looking for the top five answers. I imagine there are a lot of these things under the hood of a car. All right, go ahead, caller.
Battery.
Battery, yes. Battery is the number one answer. You got it. Battery shows up as the number one answer. Besides the engine, name something under the hood of a car. Go ahead, caller.
Radiator.
Radiator, number two answer. You got it. Radiator shows up at number two today. Besides an engine, name something under the hood of a car. Five answers here. Battery was number one. Radiator was number two. What are the remaining three answers? Besides an engine, name something under the hood of a car. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 26 and a half minutes past the hour. Battery was one. Radiator was number two. Three answers left. A lot of things under the hood of a car. What are we forgetting? Go ahead, caller.
Windshield washer, reservoir, and pump.
Let's see here. Nothing to do with the windshield washers. Nothing to do with the windshield washers. Besides the engine, name something under the hood of a car. We've got the battery, and we've got the radiator. Besides the engine, name something under the hood of a car. Three answers remain here. What do we got coming? Go ahead, caller.
How about alternator?
Alternator. No alternator on the list. Alternator does not make the list today. Besides an engine, name something under the hood of a car. Besides the engine, name something under the hood of a car. Battery and radiator, we already got. Go ahead, caller.
Carburetor.
Carburetor, number three on the list. You got it. Carburetor shows up as number three on the list. So now we've got a battery, a radiator, and a carburetor. Battery, radiator, carburetor. Two answers left. Go ahead, caller.
A mechanic would be under the hood of a car.
They'd be under the hood of my car because I don't know what I'm doing under there. not on the list, though, but a good guess.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. No mechanic. But, boy, they come in handy, don't they? You always got to know a good mechanic. All right, let's see what's coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
A horn?
What's that?
A horn?
Oh, the horn. Yes, the horn, number five on the list. You got it. Horn shows up at number five on the list today. Now we're down to one answer. What is that final answer that eludes us at this point? Go ahead, caller.
The oil filler.
The oil filler. No oil filler on the list. Oil filler does not show up on the list today. We've got a battery, a radiator, a carburetor, and a horn. Other than the engine, what's under the hood of a car? Go ahead, caller.
How about spark plugs?
You got it. Spark plugs was the missing answer. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, there we go. We got them all. Besides the engine, name something under the hood of a car. Battery, radiator, carburetor, spark plugs, and horn. Those were the five. All right, we're going to take a break here for 60 seconds. We're going to come back. Here's the next category. Name. Now, see, this might be hard. Name a word used to describe diamonds. How about that? We're coming back with that one in 1 minute. Name a word used to describe diamonds.
Ted, did you know Marion, Ohio is the popcorn capital of the world?
No, Scott, I didn't know that. Could you get me some?
I don't have any at the moment.
Some capital. Does anyone have a Chicken Places number?
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
All right, back here on WWGH Radio, 31 minutes past the hour, Family Feud, in the new category, kind of a difficult one here. This has six answers. Name a word used to describe diamonds. Go ahead, caller.
You have some smart listeners out there this morning.
And they're tearing them down, aren't they?
How about a gem?
A gem. Let's see here. A gem, not on the list.
Okay.
Thank you. No gem. The category this morning. Name a word used to describe diamonds. A word used to describe diamonds. 740-383-9944. Six answers here. Go ahead, caller.
How about carrots?
What's that?
Carrots.
Carrots. Carrot is number 5 on the list. You got it. Carrot shows up at number 5 on the list here. Name a word used to describe diamonds. What are the other 5 answers? Go ahead, caller.
Forever.
Forever. Let's see here. Forever. Not on the list, but a good guess.
For the girl's best friend.
No girl's best friend.
Okay.
Neither one of those make the list today. The category we're in right now, name a word used to describe diamonds. A word used to describe diamonds. Go ahead, caller.
Bling.
Bling. Well, that is a popular term nowadays. No bling on the list.
Okay.
Bling does not make the list today. Name a word used to describe diamonds. Go ahead, caller.
Sparkly.
Sparkly. Let's see here. Sparkling is the number one answer. You got it.
Okay.
Number one answer, sparkling. So we've got the number one answer, sparkling, and the number 5, which is carrot. A word used to describe diamonds. Go ahead, caller.
Expensive.
Expensive. You know what? That's number 4 on the list. You got it.
Right.
Expensive shows up at number 4 on the list today. So, we've got sparkling, expensive, and carrot. That's half of the answers. We've got 3 more to go. Name a word used to describe diamonds. Go ahead, caller.
How about ice or rock?
Ice. Let's see. Well, I'll tell you, ice is number 3, and rock is number 6.
How about that?
So both of them. Knock them down.
Alrighty.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
Ice and rocks. Ice shows up at number 3, and rocks shows up at number 6 on the list. So there is still one answer here. Name a word used to describe diamonds. 740-383-9944. We've got sparkling, ice, expensive, carrot, and rocks. One answer left, and it's the number 2 answer. What is a word used to describe diamonds? What do we got? Go ahead, caller.
I want stone.
Stone. Stone not on the list. No stone on the list today. Name a word used to describe diamonds. A word used to describe diamonds. What is the one that we are missing? Go ahead, caller.
Facet.
Not a facet. No facet today. A word used to describe diamonds. That's what we're looking for here. A word used to describe diamonds. One answer missing. Go ahead, caller.
Ice.
Ice. Yes, ice is on the list at number 3.
Okay.
Ice is on the list. So we've got sparkling, ice, expensive, carrot, and rocks. What are we missing? Go ahead, caller.
How about brilliant?
What's it?
Brilliant.
Brilliant?
Yeah.
Yep, brilliant is the number 2 answer. You've got it. Brilliant shows up at number 2 on the list, so there you go. Name a word used to describe diamonds. Number 1 is sparkling. Number 2 is brilliant. Number 3 is ice. Number 4, expensive. Number 5, carat. And number 6 was rocks. All right. Let's go to the phone line here. Go ahead, caller.
Are we in the air?
What's that?
Are we in the air?
Vendeer?
Are we on the air?
Oh, yes. Did you need to talk off the air?
What's the subject today?
Oh, the subject today. We're doing a Family Feud category here. Name a word used to describe diamonds.
Ice.
Ice. Yes, ice is on the list. Number 3. Do you got the radio on?
Yes. No, I don't.
Well, turn it on and keep listening.
Okay. Oh, by the way, I have a message.
Oh, go ahead.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Abraham and Charles. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
You know what I'm talking about?
Abraham Lincoln and now who's Charles?
Charles Darwin. They're born on the same day, same year.
Oh, Charles Darwin was born today. How old would Charles Darwin be?
Same age as Abraham.
Oh, they were born the same year?
Yes.
Same year, same... Do we know the same... What's the birthday?
What's the birthday?
Yeah.
They were born February 12th.
February... Do we know the year?
1809.
So happy birthday to Abraham Lincoln and Charles Darwin.
There you go.
Well, hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, there you go. How about that? Now, see, we field all calls here on this station. All right. That Family Feud category is dead. Name a word used to describe diamonds. It was sparkling, brilliant, ice, expensive, carat, and rocks. All right. Next category. Here we go. 38 minutes past the hour. Name someone who works in a hospital. 7 answers on the list. Boy, is this apropos of the times we live in. Name someone who works in a hospital. 7 answers on the list. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Someone who works in a hospital. 7 answers. Go ahead, caller.
A doctor.
Doctor, number 2 on the list. You got it. Doctor clocks in at number 2 on the list today. Name someone who works in a hospital. Doctor, number 2. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who works in a hospital? Well, certainly a doctor does at number 2. Who are the other 6 people that would work in a hospital? Has anybody had a stay lately? Who would know this? Go ahead, caller.
A nurse.
A nurse. Number 1 answer. If you got a doctor, you got to have nurses. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Nurse comes in at number 1 on the list. Nurse number 1. Doctor number 2. Now, I would say those are the easy ones. Now, what about the other 5? Name somebody who works in a hospital. Go ahead, caller.
Midwife.
Midwife. All right. No midwife on the list. Midwife does not show up on the list here. Name someone who works in a hospital. 5 answers left here. Go ahead, caller.
How about a surgeon?
A surgeon. No surgeons on the list. Surgeon does not make the list today. Name somebody who works in a hospital. Somebody who works in a hospital. Go ahead, caller.
How about a lab technician?
A lab technician. Lab technician is number 7 on the list. You got it. Lab technician shows up at number 7 on the list. Name someone who works in a hospital. That's the category. Go ahead, caller.
I would think an x-ray technician would be one.
X-ray technician is number 4 on the list.
Thank you.
Thank you.
X-ray technician shows up at number 4 on the list today. Nurse, doctor, X-ray technician, lab technician. What else we got? Go ahead, caller.
A cleaning person.
A cleaning person. Let's see here. No cleaning person.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
All right. 3 answers on the list. Left. 3 answers left on the list. Name a person who works in a hospital. Go ahead, caller.
But a volunteer.
A volunteer. Let's see here. No volunteers.
No volunteers on the list today. Name somebody who works in a hospital. Nurse, doctor, X-ray technician, and lab technician. Those are the answers we have. There are 3 answers that remain on the list. 3 answers left. Name somebody who works in a hospital. Go ahead, caller.
What about an ultrasound technician?
No ultrasound technician.
All right, thanks.
No ultrasound technician on the list today. Name somebody who works in a hospital. What do we got here? Go ahead, caller.
Security?
No security.
No security on the list today. Name somebody who works in a hospital. 3 answers left on the list. We've got nurse, we've got doctor, we've got X-ray technician, and we have got lab technician. Go ahead, caller.
How about a cook?
No cooks on the list.
No cooks on the list today. Name somebody who works in a hospital. 3 answers left on the list here. Go ahead, caller.
How about, that guy just said what I was going to say. Okay.
Okay. No problem.
What we're looking for here, name somebody who works in a hospital. Somebody who works in a hospital. 3 answers left on the board here. Go ahead, caller.
How about a physical therapist?
Physical therapist. No physical therapist on the list.
Physical therapist does not show up on the list today. Name somebody who works in a hospital. We've got nurse, doctor, X-ray technician, and lab technician. Still 3 answers left to go. We've got 4. We need 3. Name somebody who works in a hospital. 740-383-9944. Somebody who works in a hospital. 3 answers left on the big board today. Let's see if this is one of those 3 answers. Go ahead, caller.
How about a respiratory therapist?
Respiratory therapist. No respiratory therapist.
Respiratory therapist does not make the list today. Name somebody who works in a hospital. Somebody who works in a hospital. 44 and a half minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. Somebody who works in a hospital. Go ahead, caller.
Security guard?
Security guard. No security guard on the list.
We're going to break back in 1 minute. Stay tuned. Charlie, do you remember when Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood came to visit us?
Yes, I do. All 3 times. What a great time we had.
Yes, riding in the popcorn parade twice with him was great.
He made more speedy deliveries that day than the post office does all year.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
46 minutes past the hour. The category is Name Someone Who Works in a Hospital. We've got nurse, doctor, x-ray technician, and lab technician. Three answers left. Go ahead.
There's a lot of people that work behind a desk, so I would say maybe an administrator.
An administrator, not on the list today. Tough category.
No administrators on the list today. Name someone who works in a hospital. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Somebody who works in a hospital. We've got 13 minutes left here and three answers. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, what about dietitian?
What's another word for a dietitian?
Nutrition aid.
Nutritionist, yeah.
Let's don't get off here just yet. What about nurse's aid?
No nurse's aid.
Orderly?
No orderly.
Okay, well, one out of three.
One out of three. Thank you.
All right, nutritionist did show up on the list, though. So we've got nurse, doctor, nutritionist, lab technician, and x-ray technician. Three answers still remain. Go ahead, caller.
Pharmacist?
Pharmacist. No pharmacist on the list.
No pharmacist on the list today. Name someone who works in a hospital. What do we got? Go ahead, caller.
Receptionist.
No receptionist.
No receptionist on the list today. Name someone who works in a hospital. That's what we're looking for here on the birthday of Abraham Lincoln and Charles Darwin. Go ahead, caller.
What about a chaplain?
No chaplain in this hospital.
What about a surgeon?
No surgeon.
Wow. Okay.
One for five. Thank you.
One for five there. All right. Name someone who works in a hospital. Two answers left. Go ahead, caller.
Are you there, caller?
Yeah, sorry. Custodian.
Custodian. No custodian on the list today.
All right.
Custodian does not show up on the list today. Name someone who works in a hospital. What do we got coming down the line here? Go ahead, caller. No answer there. All right, if that was you, call back 740-383-9944. Maybe this is you. Go ahead, caller.
I know if I'm going to visit somebody, I might stop at the cafeteria. So maybe somebody that works in the cafeteria.
Nothing to do with food on the list.
Okay.
All right.
Nobody in the cafeteria on this particular list. Name somebody who works in a hospital. We've got nurse, doctor, nutritionist, x-ray technician, and lab technician. What are the two answers that we are missing with about 10 minutes left to go in this particular program? Go ahead, caller.
Somebody in the gift shop?
Gift shop. Nobody in the gift shop.
Gift shop does not show up on the list today. Name somebody who works in a hospital. Somebody who works in a hospital, under 10 minutes left to go in the program today. Are we going to get the final two answers? 740-383-9944. Name someone who works in a hospital. Go ahead, caller.
About an anesthesiologist.
Anesthesiologist. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Already.
No anesthesiologist on the list today. Name somebody who works in a hospital. Two answers left. Who are the two people we're forgetting that work in a hospital? With about 9 minutes left in the program today. nurse, doctor, nutritionist, x-ray technician, and lab technician. Those are the five that we have, but there are two left. Name somebody who works in a hospital. 740-383-9944. Somebody who works in a hospital. Go ahead, caller.
How about the person who meets you when you commanded, when you asked?
Not that person. Greeter or whatever, that person is not on the list. Name somebody who works in a hospital. Somebody who works in a hospital. Nurse, doctor, nutritionist, x-ray technician, and lab technician, we've got those, but there are two answers left, and we're down to about the final 8 minutes. What are those two jobs that we are not coming up with here? Name someone who works in a hospital. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Somebody who works in a hospital. Go ahead, caller.
A chaplain.
No chaplain.
All right.
The chaplain does not show up on the list. Name somebody who works in a hospital. Two answers left on the list today. What are they? Go ahead, caller.
How about a janitor or a cleaning person?
No janitor or cleaning person.
Okay.
Name somebody who works at a hospital. Or somebody who works in a hospital. However you'd like to say it. 740-383-9944. We've got the nurse, the doctor, the nutritionist, the x-ray technician, the lab technician. Two answers left to go. Go ahead, caller.
This is a reach, but how about a parking valet?
No parking valet. Parking valet does not show up on the list today. Name somebody who works in a hospital. Two answers left. Somebody who works in a hospital. What are those two answers going to be? Go ahead, caller.
How about the operator that answers your phone calls?
No operator. Operator does not make the list today. Name somebody who works in a hospital. Do we know who these two people are? Go ahead, caller.
How about a cook?
No cook. Cook, not on the list today. Name somebody who works in a hospital. Somebody who works in a hospital. Go ahead, caller.
Volunteers?
No volunteers.
Okay.
Volunteers do not show up on the list today. Name somebody who works in a hospital. Wow. Is this going to stump us? Go ahead, caller.
The CEO.
Not the CEO. The CEO does not show up on the list today. Name somebody who works in the hospital. A lot of good guesses. Go ahead, caller.
How about a bookkeeper?
No bookkeeper. Bookkeeper does not make the list. Somebody who works in a hospital. Two answers left to go in about 5 minutes. Are we going to get them? Go ahead, caller.
How about a maintenance man?
No maintenance man.
Okey-doke.
Maintenance man does not make the list today. Name somebody who works in a hospital. Somebody who works in a hospital. Under 5 minutes left to go now. Are we going to get the final two answers? I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
A surgical tech?
No surgical tech. Surgical tech does not make the list. Somebody who works in a hospital. Two answers left on the big board today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name someone who works in a hospital. Two answers left. I'm going to give you a hint here in a second. Go ahead, caller.
How about an orderly?
No orderly on the list.
Okay, here's the guess with 5 minutes left to go. Both of these things begin with the letter P. P as in pancake. That's the final two. They both begin with the letter P. 740-383-9944. Category. Name someone who works in a hospital. We've got nurse, doctor, nutritionist, x-ray technician, lab technician, and the final two answers both begin with the letter P, like pancake. Both of them, P. 740-383-9944. About 4 minutes left to go. Are we going to get the final two answers here today? We've made it through quite a few categories here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
How about a pediatrician?
Pediatrician, number five on the list. You got it.
Okay.
All right, we're down to one answer and 3 minutes. Pediatrician, number five on the list. What's the final P word? Works in a hospital. Go ahead, caller.
Physician assistant.
Not a physician assistant. Good guess, though.
No physician assistant on the list. Pediatrician was there, though. Pediatrician was one we couldn't get for a long time at number five. All right, here's another guess. Go ahead, caller.
Has anybody said physical therapist?
I don't think so, but that's a really good guess, but not on the list.
Okay.
No physical therapist on the list here. All right, nurse, doctor, nutritionist, x-ray technician, pediatrician, lab technician, and one word that begins with P. Go ahead, caller.
Pharmacist.
Not a pharmacist. That's a good one, too.
Pharmacist does not show up on the list today. Someone who works in a hospital. Number six on the list, and it begins with the letter P. P like pancake. All right, go ahead, caller.
Podiatrist.
Not a podiatrist. That's a good one, too. A
lot of words in the medical industry that begin with the letter P. Not podiatrist. 1.5 minutes, 90 seconds left to go. What is this final answer? We've got nurse, doctor, nutritionist, x-ray technician, pediatrician, lab technician. Go ahead, caller.
How about a plumber?
A plumber?
Yeah.
No plumber on the list.
Sometimes you need a good plumber in a hospital and a whole lot of other places, but no plumber on this list today. Begins with a P. Someone who works in a hospital. 1 minute warning. Go ahead, caller. Well, that caller must have maybe thought plumber as well. Give us a buzz back. 740-383-9944. 60-second warning here. Name somebody who works in a hospital, begins with a P. Go ahead, caller.
Here goes my Hail Mary. How about a phlebotomist?
A phlebotomist? Boy, you've gotten out the dictionary this morning, haven't you? No phlebotomist on the list. Good guess.
No phlebotomist on the list. One left here. Oh, my goodness. 60. Well, we're down to about 45 seconds now. Name somebody who works in a hospital, begins with the letter P. Go ahead, caller.
Patient advocate.
No patient advocate. That's a good one, too.
Boy, I never would have dreamed there were this many positions in a hospital that began with the letter P. What is it? Someone who works in a hospital begins with the letter P. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What's this final answer? All right, go ahead, caller.
Psychologist.
No psychologist. That's a good one, too.
No psychologist on the list. All right. Nurse, doctor, nutritionist, x-ray technician, pediatrician, lab technician, and what's the final answer? Go ahead, caller.
Pharmacist.
No pharmacist.
Pharmacist does not make the list. Holy mackerel. Well, okay, we're close. I'll take to a couple more phone calls here. Is anybody going to get it? Begins with the letter P, works in a hospital. Go ahead, caller.
No pharmacist.
Physician?
Not a physician.
Good guess, though. No physician. All right. Does anybody know? Let's see if we one more call maybe here. 740-383-9944. Begins with the letter P. Works in a hospital. We've got nurse, doctor, nutritionist, x-ray technician, pediatrician, lab technician. Is this the right answer? Go ahead, caller.
I'm not a personnel director.
Personnel director? Not a personnel director. No personnel director on the list. Well, I'm not even sure, honestly. Another clue. The word ends with ologist. I can tell you that. Begins with a P and ends with an ologist. That's a good one. Proctologist. Not a proctologist. That's a good guess, too, though. Go ahead, caller.
Psychiatrist?
Not a psychiatrist. Oh, boy. I just don't want to give it to you. I was hoping somebody would get it here. What's that? Podiatrist? Not a podiatrist. Good one, though, too. You know, I'm just surprised that this one made the list. What we have is nurse, doctor, nutritionist, x-ray technician, pediatrician, lab technician, begins with a P, ends with an ologist. Go ahead, caller.
Physiologist?
Not a physiologist. No. Everything but the correct answer today. Not a physical therapist. What? I'll take one more call, and then I'm just going to give it to you. One more guest today. What is it? Someone who works in a hospital, begins with the letter P, ends with an ologist. 7-4, and here it is. This is the final guess. Let's see if this is it. The Hail Mary. Go ahead, caller.
I'm a pathologist.
Pathologist. You got it. It is a pathologist. Thank you. All right, so there you got it. Nurse, doctor, nutritionist, x-ray technician, pediatrician, pathologist, and lab technician. We're going to take a 15-minute break. The Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker in 15 minutes. Stay tuned.
55 miles an hour? That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Noise and Council.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5.